Now, the relationship between Charlton's owner and the supporters took a turn for the worse this week when the club's website carried a statement addressed to the fans. It followed last weekend's protests at the Valley, which saw the game with Middlesbrough disrupted by beach balls and whistles, plus protests outside the ground as well. The statement, which was uploaded on Tuesday evening, suggested that some supporters wanted the club to fail. Well, the has been large, and I'm delighted to say that Rick Everett from an organisation called CARD, which is asking for maybe Roland de Châtelet to think about departing the club, joins us now on the way to Sheffield Wednesday this afternoon, where Charlton play. Rick, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon to you.
This impasse seems to be growing. It's a real disconnect between a lot of the supporters and the ownership of the football club. Is there any hope of reconciliation?
I can't see that there's any way back for Roland de Châtelet with most Charlton supporters, to be honest, because we don't think that he wants the club to succeed in the terms that we understand the success of the football club. He talks about the match day experience rather than the team being successful, and he talks about selling young players for profit rather than moving the team up the league. And, you know, if he can make money by the club being successful on the pitch, we'd all support that, but I don't think that's his plan. So how can we get behind that?
Yeah, I mean, the club will say that they've invested in the training ground, in the academy, they've invested in the pitch, they've got a desire to try and develop a sustainable football club in these days of you know, people throwing money at things and losing a lot of money. Is that not something that, you know, is not sort of visible from your point of view?
Well, the training ground isn't visible to supporters, is it? Because they don't go there. We welcome the investment in the training ground, but if it isn't put together with a realistic policy on the pitch, and let's face it, the team is in grave danger of being relegated. He has failed on the pitch. He's failed because he's had a succession of managers. He's failed because he's got an inadequate chief executive who can't lead the club properly. The numbers tell you that he is not a success, and what he's doing over there at New Eltham, I'm afraid, is peripheral to the supporters who pay to watch the team on the pitch at the Valley.
I mean, the team has pulled off a few results of late. 7 points from the last three games. You know, victory against Charlton, Middlesbrough, that draw against Milton Keynes. I mean, it's still a long way to claw towards safety. The statement that was issued in the middle of the week, which suggested that fans wanted the club to fail, maybe hinting that supporters wanted the side to be relegated. Some people have said that to me, saying, "Oh, if we went down but changed the ownership, well, I'd be happy with that." How much ire did that cause midweek? How much of the whatever was left of the relationship was affected by the statement that was put on the website?
Well, his own head of communications has resigned as a consequence of the statement. So I think that tells you what people think about it inside the club, never mind outside the club. We've got no confidence in him at all. It shows his complete lack of judgment and his willingness to interfere in things which he clearly doesn't know how to do properly, replicated by his interference in team selection when Chris Powell was manager, and no doubt since just gives us no confidence in him at all.
So what's the end game? What can happen now then, Rick? I mean, you know, if he were to leave the club, does there not need to be someone who is prepared to take the club from him? Would the fans be prepared to do that? Is that something that, as an organisation, I mean, obviously Charlton fans have saved the club in the past. Is that something that you're considering again now?
We recognise that the club needs investment and that the club needs to be subsidised while it's outside the Premier League. So it would be a very ambitious thing for the Charlton fans to take on. Even if they could acquire the assets, it would be difficult for the Charlton fans to run it outside of the Premier League. But there are people, Peter Barney, the former chief executive, who's now Ebbsfleet, has got people. There are other people who are interested in doing that, taking the club on and getting Charlton back into the Premier League. And, you know, we don't demand a lot of Charlton. We're not expecting to win the Premier League or get into the Champions League. And we recognise that, you know, it's a slow process. You have to develop it over a number of years. But we're going in the wrong direction under Roland de Châtelet. It's not a question of him building it up. He's destroyed the relationship with the supporters. Attendances are going down. The team is doing worse. Good players are leaving. We're going backwards under this ownership, and that's what's got to stop.
And is there, from your conversations with people, your understanding that that the any sort of reconciliation, any sort of, you know, improvement in relationships? Is there anything that could be done to try and maybe breach that sort of massive chasm that's opened up?
I don't think there's any dealing with Roland De Schaffer. I think his statement has demonstrated who he is to the supporters. I'm afraid that the administration at the Valley are just not up to it. The whole football management setup has not been up to it for 2 years, and the off-the-pitch setup is not up to it either, and the fans know that. So that's all got to be swept away, and I don't see any way that under Roland De Schaffer that can happen.